to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. All right, so today we are going over seller transaction this week, and we're specifically going over ongoing service to the seller. And the title of the script is Assuring Homeowners and Addressing Marketing Strategies. So to set the scenario, you'll address a homeowner's concern about the marketing of their home. You'll assure them by highlighting strategies like professional photography, MLS activation, postcards, contacting agents and buyers, open houses, social media, showing time, and more. Requirements are strong communication and interpersonal skills, in-depth knowledge of real estate marketing strategies, ability to address and alleviate homeowner concerns effectively, and familiarity with MLS and other listing platforms. The intention is to reassure the homeowner and address their concerns about the marketing efforts for their home, ensuring they feel confident and at ease. So this is a pretty long script again. All of them this week are fairly long, so we are going to break out and then come back for the last 5 to 10 minutes and have a discussion. So we should have enough time to at least go through it once each. I read a really interesting thing this morning about scripts on NAR, and I'm going to quickly read to you what it says because I liked what it said. It says, "Script is not a bad word. When you first read a script, that's exactly what it is. A script is someone else's words until you internalize it. Once you internalize it, you own it. It's the language of success. It's the language of successful real estate. So process it and make it your own." And that's the point. And we've talked about that before. We come in here, we practice it word for word. And then we go ahead and put it in our own word and put it in our own words, our own tone, style, and phrasing. And then eventually, after consistency of practicing over a period of time, you internalize it and make it your own. So I get it. None of these sound like who we are, but that's the point. Keep coming back. Practice, 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 and ultimately we'll internalize it and make it our own. Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's have Derek start it out.
Okay.
Perfect. And Derek, you'll talk to Frida. We'll go reverse this time. We'll talk to Frida, and then Frida, you'll talk to Emily, and then Emily, you'll talk to Derek.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a phone call, I'm assuming. And all right. So homeowners worried about their property isn't getting enough on the market. Okay. And who am I talking to? Frida?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Frida. This is Derek. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Derek?
I'm doing good. Good. I just listened to your voicemail and I noticed you had some concerns about how your home is being marketing. So I totally get where you're coming from. And I want to put your mind at ease, Frida. Let me walk you through the various strategies I've already implemented to attract potential buyers to your property. Do you have a few moments?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you, Frida. So first things first, I made sure to schedule professional photos of your place, which will create these gorgeous shots that are very highlighted, and it will show the best features and make your home really stand out when people are looking through the MLS, which is the multiple listing service. That being said, I wasted no time to get your property on the multiple listing service. So this means it will be reaching out to a huge network of real estate agents and their clients who are actively looking for properties such as yours. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Yes. And you know, furthermore, to create some more of a buzz, I sent out postcards announcing your property as a hot new listing. These eye-catching mailers went out to neighbors who might know someone who wants to move into the neighborhood and definitely interested in properties like yours. We found this to be very successful in the past. Can you see why?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Excellent. And Frida, I didn't stop there. I reached out to other agents in my extensive database, making sure they knew about your property and its unique features, such as your large backyard, beautiful kitchen, redone bathrooms. You know, building personal connection with these agents is one of my strengths, and it increases the chances of finding a buyer through their networks. I also made a point to touch base with buyers we're already working with, right, who have shown interest in similar properties, people I've worked with in the past. And it's all about giving them the scoop on your listing, sparkling their interest, and really getting more people to see your property and have more visibility. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect, perfect. As you can see, I installed a for sale sign right on your property, that beautiful for sale sign with the Keller Williams logo on it. This catches the eye of passerbyers, neighbors who might know someone itching to buy in this neighborhood, or like I said, they might have family members looking to purchase in this area as well. We've also hosted some open houses to give potential buyers a chance to see your place, which we believe is very important. And again, I love doing open houses. I think it's a great time to connect with buyers, sellers, and other agents, most importantly. It's a great way for them to soak up unique vibes and ask any questions they have on spot. How do you think those open houses went?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, actually, I'd love to because we had over 15 people this past weekend come through. It seemed to have some really good interest. There was definitely some people willing, able, and ready to purchase, you know, so that some were pre-approved. And so I believe it's going really well. And I'd honestly like to do another open house this following weekend. And I like to run them myself because, as we said, you know, I'm here to work for you. You know, now let's talk a little bit about social media. So one of my strengths also is social media, and it all stems from back in the restaurant business. But I've been tapping into a powerful Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to showcase your property to a wide audience that might not necessarily see it. We also do sponsored ads that geographically reach certain targets that are outside my demographic. We're talking about reaching potential buyers who are super active on these platforms and might just fall head over heels for your home because it's so beautiful. Last but not least, Frida, I made sure your property is a breeze to view by adding it to showing time system. Therefore, if somebody wanted to see the property and they had an agent, we could, since you're not living there at the moment, we set up a lockbox and people can go view it on their own. This means other agents and buyers can easily schedule those appointments and see your amazing home, even though I might not be able to do it at that particular time. Again, giving you maximum exposure. Does that make sense to you, Frida?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, you can get the gist of it, but these are all the strategies that we've used in the past to be successful. I've already put into play the market of your property to attract potential buyers. I want you to know I'm fully committed, you know, as I mentioned in the past, to getting this home sold. And I'm open to exploring any other ideas that you might have as well. You know, so maybe you can give me any ideas. We just went over a lot of information. But at the end of the day, Frida, your satisfaction is my top priority, and I'm here to address your concerns in any way I possibly can. And I want you to understand that I will make sure we get top dollar in a timely manner for your home. How does that sound?
I like that top dollar.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Everyone does. Everyone does. Well, if you have any more questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. I'll reschedule the open house for this next week, as well as follow up on all my Instagram ads, Facebook messaging, and everything we just discussed. I greatly appreciate your time. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Absolutely. You're the best. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, Derek, great use of tie downs, great use of open-ended questions. And I really like the cadence, you know, the cadence of the way that you talked throughout the conversation. I wanted to ask everyone, what's really going on here in this script? What are we doing?
I think we're trying to get the buyer excited and let them know that we're working hard for them to market the property and get top dollar.
I think we're marketing ourselves.
Yeah. The seller. Yeah. Well, those are both right for sure. And you know, she's calling with a concern about, you know, marketing and things like that. And what we're actually doing also is we're building that confidence. We're marketing ourselves. And we're reiterating everything that we discussed in our initial seller presentation too. These are the things that I said that I was going to do in the very beginning. These are the, and we're reminding them, these are the things that we're doing right now, you know, and a lot, and some things they're just not going to see. Like they may not see the social media ads. They may, and by the way, they may see a postcard. And if you are sending out postcards to the neighborhood, make sure that the client gets added to that as well, so that they receive one. So we're just reiterating, we're adding back that value. We're bringing it back from what we initially said that we were going to do in the very beginning. And bottom line is, like what we talked about yesterday on pricing, if we price that home right, then, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, all right, Frida, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. You're talking to Emily. Let's take notes, Derek, and we'll give some feedback together.
Okay.
Ring, ring. Hello. Well, good morning, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I know I called you. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. I'm kind of worried that my property isn't getting enough marketing, and I'm wondering why I haven't gotten any offers in yet since it's been on the market for a week.
Oh, very, very good question. I'm glad that you asked that. And I totally get where you're coming from. And I want to put your mind at ease. So let me walk you through the various strategies I've already implemented to attract potential buyers to your property. And again, we're going to keep a steady view on what's happening with your property. And actually, I did get a couple of phone calls this morning about your property. So I will be bringing some viewers by once I schedule some time with you. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, but first things first, I want to make sure to schedule professional photos of your place. And I have that set up for today, which we discussed. And then those gorgeous shots really highlight the best features that make your home really stand out. So are you prepared for me to come?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, awesome, because it'll be in about an hour or so. And that was why I was calling. I was calling to follow up to make sure you were still expecting us.
Okay.
But, you know, we're wasting no time to get your home activated on the MLS, of course, and it's already out there. Agents have contacted me about your property, and they want to get scheduled to come see it. So rest assured, people are seeing the property. And this means that we are reaching a huge audience because we have real estate agents throughout the nation, really, who have access to these listings. And so your property is definitely showing up for them to see. And so it's getting some hits. People are noticing it, and it just takes a little time. But, you know, don't worry. People are definitely interested in your property. Okay.
Okay, I was looking on Zillow and I didn't see it. Is that because the pictures haven't happened yet?
Well, we don't post on Zillow, but okay. Yeah, we use a better listing, which is the multiple listing service,
okay,
which is utilized by all agents in the industry.
Okay.
Okay, great. So another thing is to create some buzz about your property. I sent out some postcards last week announcing your property as a hot new listing. So these are eye-catching mailers. They went out to the neighborhood and to some of your neighbors who might know someone who wants to move into your neighborhood. and who might definitely be interested in your property. Did you receive one?
I didn't notice that I did, but I'll check my mail. Sometimes I leave it there for a couple of days and then I go get it.
Okay, yes, please do, because I did send you one because I wanted you to be aware of what we were doing. And
Okay.
yeah, so it's definitely, again, a good announcement to what's on the market for people to take a look at.
Okay.
So I did not stop there. I reached out to other agents in my extensive database, making sure they knew about your property and its unique features, like the fact that you have an extremely large walk-in closet in the master bedroom, a newly renovated kitchen with new cabinets and countertops and the slab floors. So, you know, those are some very hot features that people are definitely looking for when they're buying a new property. So I'm building that personal connection with these agents to help increase the chances of finding a buyer for your net through their network. So are you feeling a little better so far?
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. And I also made it a point to touch base with buyers we're already working with who have shown interest in similar properties. And it's all about giving them the scoop on your listing and sparking their interest to seal the deal quickly. And as you can see, I installed a for sale sign right on your property. I'm sure you noticed it.
I did. Yeah. That's huge.
Yes, and it is an eye catcher. Passerbyers can see it. The neighbors can see it. And, you know, if they're interested, they may know someone who's also interested because it is such an eye catcher. So that sign is a huge deal. Also, we've hosted some open houses to give. Wait, that don't make sense. But also, I want to open an open house this weekend so that people can have a chance to look at your property. But of course, I want to make sure you're okay with that. And you have some time for us to let people come in and look at the property, because it's a great way for people to soak up the unique vibes and to ask any questions they have on the right on the spot. So are you okay with doing the open houses?
We talked about that earlier. We can still do that. That's fine.
Okay, awesome. Because I wanted to do it this weekend. So
I'm going out of town. So you don't need me, right?
No, I do not. And you know what? It's best that you're not at home. And that way people can feel free and, you know, not awkward with the, you know, the owner being there.
Right. Yeah. I didn't want to be there anyway.
Okay, very good. And so now let's talk about social media. I don't know how active you are on social media. Are you on social media at all?
I'm on TikTok. That's it. I do my videos, my dance videos, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, yes.
I have 10,000 followers. Maybe I should post my
house. Oh, my goodness. TikTok. Yeah, I think you should. 10,000 followers. That's huge.
I know, right?
Yeah. So I've been tapping into the power of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And now you're going to add TikTok to it. So that's amazing. But these platforms I'm using to showcase your property to a broader audience. And we're talking about reaching potential buyers who are super active on this platform and might just fall head over heels about your home. And I am running a few ads for you on social media to, you know, people who are interested in looking at real estate. So this is definitely helping us reach a much larger market. So I am really excited about that. Are you?
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, I guess I'm wrong. I just didn't know that you were doing all this stuff behind the scenes. So it sounds awesome.
Yes, I'm really, really working hard for you because I know you want to get this home sold and you want to get it at a certain price. And so that's why I'm doing everything I can to make sure you get the visibility so that we can bring these buyers in and then start negotiating the best price for you.
Awesome.
And yeah, last but not least, I made sure your property is a breeze to view by adding it to the showing time list system. And that means other agents and their buyers can easily schedule appointments to see your amazing home.
Okay.
So all of these are strategies that I've already put into play in the market. Marketing your property to attract potential buyers is my number one priority. And I want you to know that I'm fully committed to getting your home sold. And I'm open to exploring any ideas like TikTok. So I'm happy that you're going to do that, that you might have. because your satisfaction is my top priority. I'm here to serve you, and I want to make sure you're satisfied. So if you have any feedback, anything additional you want to do, I am here to serve and make sure we get this property sold. So I'm here to address any of your concerns. So please fire away. Give me any other questions you might have so that I can put your mind at ease.
I'm feeling better about what's going on. I just didn't realize you had all that stuff going on at the moment. So that sounds good. I think I'm just kind of nervous, you know, and thank you for calming my nerves and making me feel better about, you know, what's going on. I didn't realize you were doing all that. It just seems like I hadn't heard from you in a couple of days. So I was like freaking out. So,
okay.
All right. But thank you for letting me know.
Awesome. And that's why I like to check in periodically, you know, just to let you know what I'm doing and to just help you stay informed. So looks like my call was timely. So
yeah.
I was able to answer your questions, and please feel free to contact me anytime if you have any questions or concerns. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Frida. I appreciate you.
Okay. And I'll be connecting with you about the open house, and yeah, you have a safe trip. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Great job.
I think I'm going to skip my turn.
You're going to skip your turn.
Bless your heart.
I don't feel good.
I was wondering, was that fake or was that real?
No, that was real. I'm like trying to hold it back the whole time. And then I don't know. Sorry.
No worries. And I'm doing a little bit of coughing myself too.
Yeah.
Derek, did you have a chance to write some notes down?
So, yeah, I thought Frida did a really good job, you know, kind of coming out of the gate with asking really good questions. I like that she added in the agents have contacted me and kind of working with her network. I did have a question about Zillow because Emily made a good point about Zillow. And does that automatically pull from
me too? I was like, oh my gosh, she threw a ball.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was a good curveball.
Yeah. No, so that's a great question. Let me answer that really quickly right now.
Yeah.
Through Brecker reciprocity. So Zillow, for example, is an independent system of different MLSs and things like that. But they have a choice whether they're going to pull that data into their system or not. And they do, because they know that that's where most people are going to look as well. So through broker reciprocity, meaning that when you check that box on there to put the home on the MLS, Zillow is going to go in there, they're going to grab that data, and then they're going to display it on their website as well. So the answer to that is, as long as the company is participating in broker reciprocity and they are pulling the data, then Zillow will display it on their website. If a seller chooses not to have their home displayed on MLS, then you will not see it on those websites, including agent websites too. It's just the way it is. So they chose to keep it off at the MLS, so it doesn't get distributed to all the different websites that are out there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we have an option.
Yeah, and that's outlined in the contract as well. So, anyways, go on.
And then just a couple more things. You know, I think I like when you talk about the hot features of the home and building that confidence back into the seller. I think that was a really good job. You know, doing your research and making her feel comfortable. And then in the script, I noticed you used the word vibes, Darren, and I love that word in general. I think that's a keen word right now. People are like, you know, I love the vibe of this and the vibe of that. So I think that's obviously a positive thing to talk about. And then, you know, last but not least, she was able to get a couple of tie downs in there. And like, do you agree with that? And how does that sound? And those little things that we're working on last week. So I thought Frida did a great job.
Absolutely. Yeah, same here. And on my notes, I also wrote down the Zillow, so we answered that question. I do think that you displayed great confidence and empathy, by the way, because she came in kind of hot a little bit, like, hey, what's going on here? But you were able to help her through that and help her to understand that and do it with confidence. I like the additions too. So you're reading a script, right? But you added some of your own stuff too. For example, in the social media, I only talk about social media posting, but you also added like, hey, we're going to do some social ads too. And there's a few other examples, but that was one of the more
TikTok
recent
too.
Ones.
That was a good
yeah,
one.
Exactly. Yep. And the other one is, I liked how she was asking questions there at the end, and you took those questions and you interacted with it, engaged with her. accordingly. So the only thing that I would say, which is something that we all do, is watch the ums.
Mm.
You know, we all have it. We all have like, okay. What I hear most people saying, including myself, is kind of, like, stuff like that. And one of the ones that ums, I'm okay with here and there, because sometimes we're just at a loss for words. But the technique behind that is, if you don't have anything to say and you want to say just pause. And this is for everyone. Just pause and say nothing and then continue on. But there's a long drawn out and or ums or a kind of. I do not like kind of, because when we say, you know, it's kind of like this or kind of, to me, it shows a lack of confidence. Nobody did that here today. Not that I remember, but it is something to be aware of. And we all have to do that. So anyways, I think you guys did a great job.
Stop the vocalized pauses, right? And just keep them silent.
Yeah, just keep, we all do it. I promise you, we all do it. And it's not easy removing that from our language, especially after doing it for 48 years. Right, Derek?
Yes. Yes.
I do have a question about this time system. What is that?
Showing time?
Is that what that means? I made sure your property is a breeze to view by adding it to the showing time system.
Showing time is a system where you can add a listing for agents to schedule appointments outside of like an open house or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, typically you're going to consult with your client to say, hey, when is a good time block so that I can go into showing time and schedule those times that they can become available.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. Anything else anybody wants to add before we... in this?
No.
All right. Well, everybody, great job.
Yes. Thank you. I'll see everybody later and tomorrow for sure.
All right. So that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall, California DRE number 01853445.